Yes, welcome to The Long Run, welcome to Sussex, Rob. Why Sussex? Why this job and why now?
Well, because it's a great club. It's a job that's available. Obviously, timing is everything, as they say. And I've always wanted to get involved in cricket. And this has got a club with enormous history. Great passion for the game throughout the county, not just the professional bit, and that's the other part of the job, which and what they've done from a governance and structure point of view is appealing. So, you know, cricket's in a really interesting phase, and there's a lot going on, and I've experienced on both sides of the fence in rugby for the last 20 years, the club side of the fence and the national governing body side of the fence, and clearly that's a big issue in what's happening in cricket at the moment.
Are they comparable then? Do you think the skills and what you learnt, the harsh lessons and the successes you had, you can bring to this sport and to the county?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, this is not about me coming in and being a cricket manager or a cricket coach, or it's you know, clearly nothing to do with that. It's about leadership, it's about management, it's about stakeholder management, it's about uniting the professional side of the game and letting Keith and Mark and Luke get on and grow this next Sussex team, which is a very talented, very exciting young team. It will need a little bit of nurturing, because all young teams do, but that's the beauty of seeing a team grow in front of your eyes, which is what will happen over the next couple of years with this team. The recreational game, you know, I've been involved in grassroots rugby, and that's about getting people excited about playing cricket in schools, in colleges, in communities, in clubs, and just spreading the message that get involved in cricket because it's a wonderful sport. And then there's the sort of the relationship with the governing body and the running the business and making sure that those relationships, and the rugby and cricket are very similar in that sense, and the ECB's relationship with the counties is exactly the same as the RFU's relationship with the premiership clubs.
The one criticism at times with you at the RFU was, what was your job? What were you doing? That's probably not so much your fault as the specific job. How clearly defined is this? And do you think you're going to struggle in the same way? You were banging heads together at the RFU, and perhaps you didn't get the credit for winning some of those battles and now setting up the structures. You famously said, the England team ain't ready yet, ain't winning the 2011 World Cup. People didn't like you saying it, and you were right. You were right the following 4 years, as it were. But now it's all coming together. How long will it take for this to come together?
I don't know for sure, because I haven't really sat and had a look at everything. But I think this is a chief exec role, running the whole club, and it's, you know, the RFU was a sort of relationship management between the professional game, professional clubs, and the RFU, and getting the systems right. And making sure that young English players were coming through the system. And that's obviously from an ECB perspective, they're trying to do that to grow the England team. Locally here, the system is already very strong in terms of the academies. There's a new professional management team in place, so the structure of the director of cricket with Keith and Mark as the new head coach. I know they've been in post for a year, but that's, you know, ultimately, and Lucas, new captain last year, they are just starting to grow the next new Sussex team. So we have to take time, let that grow, let them develop their young players, you know, so that takes a little bit of time. The relationships with the ECB, growing the recreational game, making sure that the business is sustainable, which is the other issue in sport, is how do you ensure that, you know, the business is sustainable? And Sussex have done a terrific job in investing the legacy money into the ground. The club has no debt, you know, making sure that the business is run. And you've always, in sport, you've got this balance between how much can you invest in the team, you know, how much can we afford, how can we grow our revenues, where does the new money come from? And I think that's one of the debates with the ECB is, you know, where does the new money come from and how much new money is there? And that's one of the things that will evolve over the next 12, 24 months.
The battle you're inheriting is one that Jim May and Zach Tomasi have taken to the ECB with a couple of other counties, which is making sure the T20 city deal is right. Is it too early for you to comment on that? Or do you, more importantly, do you embrace a battle like that? Because that's the sort of battles you took on at the RFU and knock heads together.
Yeah, I ultimately, I don't know enough in detail yet of that, and obviously Jim has spoken to me about it, and the Sussex's position is clear. These are very complex stakeholder negotiations, and you know, first and foremost, we will protect Sussex's position in all of this going forward, whilst acknowledging that working with 18 counties and the ECB, there will be changes because all sport has to change and has to move forward. It's a question of negotiation and what does the deal look like, not just for Sussex, but what does it look like for the whole of English cricket? And look, those debates will rage because they always do. But that's one of the challenges and one of the fascinations for me is getting involved in that.
Two more quick questions. The Albion, very successful franchise club, I should say, in the south. Relationships with them important, do you think?
Can you see critical. Oh, absolutely critical. I mean, you know, fundamentally, sport in Sussex in schools and colleges and universities is very strong. There's not. I know from a rugby perspective, there's not a Premiership rugby team. Although Harlequins, this is a feeder area for Harlequins. It's part of their academy. But certainly the two high-profile team sports in Sussex are the football club and the cricket club. You know, fortunately, one's a winter sport, one's a summer sport. And we should, I'm sure the relationship is already very strong, but it's very high-profile for Sussex and the South Coast. You know, Brighton in the Premiership, hopefully, and Sussex getting back into the First Division and winning trophies is what we're all about.
Finally, you're new to the area. My presenter will shoot you if I don't ask. The nickname Squeaky? How did that come
about? I don't know. It comes about from a long, long time ago with a lot of very old, gnarled England forwards who used to take the mickey out of me for a very long time when telling me what I had to do, where I had to kick the ball. It's a long, long time ago.
Good luck with the job and pleasure to meet you.
Thanks very much. Looking forward to it.